Itchy, itchy, yeah, yeah,
da, da, da. Okay. Hello, everybody. Welcome to another episode of Childhood Confessions, a podcast where I talk to people I like about the things that made them who they are today. Each episode, I'll bring on a different friend or a guest, explore their memories throughout childhood, play a couple games, we'll have our adult Capri Suns, as we have today, and we're going to read a couple journals today, which I'm excited about. Deep dive into our issues. Today, I have a very special guest, as I grew up with this person most of my childhood. Yeah. She has curly hair that looks like ramen noodles. She's got a tiny face, a tiny head, and she's got big boobies now. Lindsay Plucknett, everybody. Lindsay Gorman, everybody.
Yes, Gorman.
I don't think I've ever called you by your actual name now that you have married a boy. So thank you for coming on the show. It's going to be a fun one since I feel like we share a lot of our childhood memories, which will be cool to go down that memory lane with you today. So yes. This is our first morning episode, so for sounding a little groggy, we're day drinking today, so
yes.
This is exciting.
Well, I've been up since 7.
I have not. All right, well, how I like to start each episode is just how I like to start each episode. just by getting a little background of your family, your childhood, things like that, and then we'll kind of get into some questions. So, yeah, just kind of give us the rundown where you're from,
okay.
What your family's like, what your age is.
Yeah, so I am 32.
Oh my god,
I can't believe it. I almost said 31.
Yep.
But I grew up in Greece, New York, mm-hmm. as you know. Mm-hmm. I have a mom, dad, and a sister. My sister is married. She has 2 nieces. I'm currently married now and have a daughter.
Lila.
But, yeah. Went to Greece Athena mm-hmm. with Mikey. Mm-hmm. Went to religion class in elementary school
yes.
with you, but we didn't go to the same elementary school.
Not. I would love to do a deep dive of our religion class to begin this episode.
Oh, yes.
So our first religion class was 4th grade, right?
Yes.
It was 4th grade, so that's when I met you and Sammy and Nicole.
Nicole was in
yes,
there, yep.
Nicole. We had our Mrs. Cox was her name. was our religion class teacher's name. And she had chin hairs, if you remember.
No.
You don't remember this?
Sammy totally would.
Yeah, okay.
But no, I remember your mom more so than
yeah, well, my mom Mrs. was
Cox.
A teacher's aide for
yes.
our religion classes because I was too scared to go anywhere alone.
Oh, I didn't know that. I just thought she was like a proactive mom.
Oh, no.
And then I was a little confused as we got older.
I feel like I was like, I'm not going to religion unless you come with me. So, yeah, she, my mother, the lady of God,
yes.
apparently.
Yep. She's so religious.
So religious, so she had no idea what was happening.
I guess not.
Yeah.
I would have never known as a
also,
child.
Also, don't know why they needed teacher's aides for a religion class, but I don't
maybe like a student-teacher
yeah,
ratio
student-teacher.
Or something.
Yep, maybe.
I don't know.
But, yeah, we had Mrs. Cox with the chin hair, and then we had Mr.
Yes.
Mr. He would light a candle
every... Oh, my God. The candle
every,
ceremony.
Every start mm-hmm. of religion class, he had these long matches. Like, not the tiny matches. He had long matches, like, the size of a ruler.
Yep.
And he would, like, very, like, ceremonially... Is that a word? Ceremoniously? I'm not sure.
Sounds nice.
But he would rip the match, and he would say... Oh, wait, do you remember what his like speech was
oh
every
my God,
beginning? It's like
no.
This is the light.
Yeah.
And like
something
that. About the light.
The
and
light
God.
Within us.
Yes.
Lighting this.
Yeah.
I don't,
it was very I
we
mean,
had to be like so silent.
Yeah.
It was the lights were off.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was like a seance.
And then he would blow it out immediately. I'm like, that's
and then
not
lights
good.
On. Yeah. And now we're going to learn about God.
Like the symbolisms, like, oh.
Yeah.
Should we tell Sammy?
Yeah, we have to.
Yeah, we have to. Okay, so Mr. We were fifth grade probably for Mr. Maybe.
I guess so.
I guess so, because I remember Mrs. Cox was fourth grade for some reason. But fifth grade, Mr. is our religion teacher, and let's fast forward to maybe a couple of years ago.
And by the way, this is Catholic.
Oh, yes, Catholic religion. Yep. And a couple of years ago, Sammy
was home.
Is home in Greece, Rochester, and gets a message from a certain man on a certain homosexual app.
Uh-huh. Yep.
From Mr.
Yes.
And
we're outing him.
I know. Oh, maybe I'll bleep his name out. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. I'll bleep his name out. But yeah, you like wanted to fuck Sammy.
Yeah. It was absolutely insane.
Atrocious.
But that just makes you think. That's what the Catholic religion is.
Went through with it and he lit the candle before they had intercourse.
He said it was the best.
The best he's best ever time had. He's ever had. That is so wild to me. All right, well, I just wanted to get that because I feel like that was a very good introduction to our friendship.
Yeah, it is. That's how we met.
That's how we met. I feel like we weren't really like friends though during that time. I feel like I was just nervous. I was scared. I was a scared little boy.
Yeah.
And I didn't have friends, so.
See, I only went to religion with Sammy. Yeah, so you had your mom. Yep, I had Sammy.
There you go. We had our security people.
Yes.
All right, cool. So, yes, that was religion. And then, we actually started. Do you want to tell the story of how, we actually started, hanging out in sixth grade?
Yeah.
Yes.
So, we were on the same bus. Mm-hmm. And Sammy and I have been friends since kindergarten. And I was at Sammy's house, and he's like, let's go over to Mikey's, because we were on the same team in our sixth grade school.
What was it, Delta? No, what was it?
Epsilon.
Epsilon.
Yes. And Sammy was like, let's go over to Mikey's and play. And I was, so nervous. I'm like, what do you mean? We don't know him that well. And he's like, let's just go over here. So we walked over to Mikey's house, because they lived in the same neighborhood. Sammy rang the doorbell. I'm pretty sure I stood behind, on the porch because I was nervous.
Yes.
And he rang the doorbell. And then Mikey opens it. He doesn't even open the door, though. He's only talking to us through the screen. And he's like, what do you guys want? And we're like, do you want to play? And you wouldn't let us into your house. He was being way too cool for us.
So cool.
And closed the door, and we were able to go in your backyard and play on the trampoline.
Yeah.
And that's how our friendship began.
Yeah, I thought I was too cool.
Yes, he did think he was too cool.
But then I saw them having so much fun on my trampoline. Also, the audacity for the two of you just to go in my backyard after not being invited into the home. We were like, oh, okay, let's just go in his backyard and just start jumping on his trampoline is very insane to me. Yeah. But, I mean, it worked.
We were insane, and so, I guess we really wanted to be your friend.
I guess so. Well, I'm happy you pursued that.
And he slowly came out.
Yeah.
We slowly were allowed into your house. You finally ventured over to our houses.
It's oh my god, they're having so much fun without me.
I still remember your home number.
Yep, what was
it? Right? Yep. 2257824.
Yes, and yours was 227. No.
Uh huh.
Okay. 2277 0?
Uh huh.
2?
Uh huh.
1?
Yes.
Holy shit. Oh my god, that just came from the deep beyond of my brain.
Remember, we used to call each other and dial other numbers, and you have to guess whose phone number you were dialing.
Wait, what?
Remember that? No. Maybe Sammy and I used to play that game.
Yeah, I don't remember.
On the landline, you could hear the different tones for the dial.
Yes, okay.
So we would just punch it in and be whose number was that?
And then did you hang up immediately?
No, because we weren't calling. We were so Sammy and I would be on the phone.
Gotcha.
And then we just type into the phone pad.
I thought you guys would be together at the landline and do it and then hang up immediately.
Whose number was that?
That's fun. So yeah, I mean, I would say, yeah, that started our friendship. And then, I feel like seventh grade, we became like very good friends. Yeah. Eighth grade, obviously.
Yeah, we dated in
seventh grade.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You asked me out at the carnival.
Oh my God, what a time. Was it the Grease Ridge Mall carnival? The Grease Ridge Mall carnival.
Yeah, I think you gave me like a Tootsie Roll or something like that.
Horrible, I'm sure. It's a romantic boy.
Oh,
Yes. But yeah, you weren't my first, but you were one of them.
Oh,
one of my girlfriends back in the day.
I think you were my first. I don't know now.
Well, we'll check your diary later.
Oh, yeah, the diary.
But yeah, I mean, we can talk about some of the things that happened in our childhood. Mm-hmm. Sims was a main point of our interests together.
Yep.
The Sims and Sims 2.
Mm-hmm.
We would go into your parents' bedroom where the home desktop was,
yes,
right next to their bed. And we would play Sims 2, like, for hours.
Yeah, we would.
Hours on end. And we'd just, like, sit next to each other and, like, take turns
mm-hmm.
playing. And I remember you getting really mad because I was really bad at building houses.
You would probably pick ugly stuff.
I'd pick, like, just a square and just, like, put the random, like, the most random shit in it.
I'm sure.
Yep.
I like the aesthetic.
Exactly. I mean,
decorating
that's the point.
And building.
I was not good at that.
he wanted to get past that and just play the game.
Mm-hmm.
No,
make them
that was
fuck.
Half the game.
Make them woohoo.
Woohoo.
Soo-soo.
Soon-soon.
Oh, yes. Do you know any other Sims language? I was looking.
Hoo-hoo.
That's what the kids would sing in Sims 1.
Yep.
The goth family.
Oh, my
Mortimer
God, yeah.
And whatever. Bella
oh, yeah.
Goth.
Bella Goth.
Bella
yeah.
Goth. And yeah, we would play that for so long.
It
was such like an upgrade from the Sims 1 to the Sims 2. It's like you could have babies.
Mm-hmm. Kids in Sims 1?
There's like children. It was like children and then adults,
okay.
But like Sims 2 was like
you
baby, toddler,
baby.
Child,
yeah.
Teen.
Oh, that was so cool.
That was so cool. Oh,
makes sense.
Yeah.
That's life.
Mm-hmm. So we'd do that, and then your parents' bed would be right next to the computer, and
oh
we would
God.
Just
jump and
play
mm-hmm.
on the bed. The bed? I mean, I don't know if it's because we were children and it just like looked. We were shorter, but the bed was like
huge.
To my shoulders.
Yes.
Like, it was so tall.
It was so tall.
And, like, climbing onto it was, like, a journey.
It was. And it was so tall until,
yep.
like, a couple months ago.
Yeah.
We finally got a new mattress.
Which is so sad.
I know.
End of an era.
I know.
Also, it's wild that they had that bed for that.
I know. My dad had, like, a wooden plank in there. Because, like, his side was too soft. And I went and jumped on it, like, kind of recently. Mm-hmm. And I was like, ah! I landed on the freaking wood. I was like, what is this?
I had to jump on it kind of recently.
Yes. I know. That's so...
Oh, shit.
I don't
that's
know
so
why.
Good.
I think, like, I just wanted to, like, jump and
yeah,
lay down.
For...
And it was,
oh, okay.
You know.
Your dad has
I wasn't, like, jumping on
the wood pallet.
Yeah. Only on his side.
Oh, okay.
So now
that's
they
cool.
got a sleep number, so they really upgrade.
Upgrade.
Mm-hmm.
On a sleep number. That was middle school. What else did we do?
We used to jump on your parents' bed,
oh,
which
yeah.
is a water,
water
bed.
Water bed? The water bed!
Okay. Oh, my God. You remember the video?
Yes! We used to make freaking videos all the time with my...
Yes, that's
with,
what we used
Well,
to
you
do.
Had a nice video camera, but then at my house we had, like, a freaking, like, VHS, like, like tape video camera.
Mm-hmm.
And we would tape ourselves, like... I mean, we taped ourselves jumping on the waterbed, but
yes.
we also would perform...
We mainly
yeah.
would reenact Harry,
Harry
Potter.
Harry Potter.
Yeah.
Yeah, so Sammy was Harry, I was Ron, and Lindsay was Hermione.
Yep.
And then... And it, fucking objects would be other characters.
Yeah, Dumbledore was the bear,
the bear
at your house.
It's my stuffed animal bear. Remember Sammy's
and
brother?
And I played it.
Yeah. And I was in charge of special effects.
Special effects.
Special effects.
Special effects. And which would just involve you turning on and off the lights.
Yep. My love of light started early.
You did. Sammy hated it. I would always yell at you.
Yep. Lydia was in a couple. Yeah. We had Zach, Sammy's brother, was in.
I'm sure.
I think a couple.
He played probably like Dobby or something.
I think it was Voldemort, and we like beat the fuck out of him.
Yep, that sounds about right.
And then for some reason, the movies would always start with Sammy singing All By Myself.
That's so true.
Not part of the movie.
But if Sammy was here, he would say, we're still mad at you for overtaping the one part where you came up in the car. And you were picking up Harry in the flying car. And he goes, Ron, is that legal? And you looked at the camera and gave like this, I don't even know how to describe this.
Finger in my mouth and just looked and I was like, guilty. It's like, ooh.
And it was like so perfect, but Mikey like went home and taped over it.
I know.
We were so mad.
We had only a limited amount of VHS. You're like, so we had to just keep taping over to record more of the same exact movie that we make every day.
We did it in the same scenes, everything.
Yep. And then we obviously have to talk about our fear of geese, how that started.
Oh my God. Mm-hmm.
Yep. So,
this is a good story.
At Sammy's house, his was like a new development part of the neighborhood and they're still like building houses over there. So, I mean, we always used to go in like the houses being built in like the basements.
Remember Sammy P.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That part.
Basement. Actually, we probably all did.
Yeah, I think we did. I think one of them was Alex Pascarell's.
Yes. Basement. Yes.
But there used to be like a pond area and like, because it all used to be woods before it like became like a new development. So like, as they were making new houses, they were like gradually like taking down like the trees and stuff. And there was like a pond area right like in front of Sammy's house. And like, there's like trees and streams and whatever. And we would just like used to adventure back there. Mm-hmm. And one of these days it was like after school. I remember being in my good white shoes.
I had to go to dance class. Yeah.
Sammy's taking us on a trail. We're following him, single file line. It's Sammy, then Lindsay in front of me, and then me. And we're like walking on this tree log over water.
Yep.
And all of a sudden we just hear like hissing.
Uh-huh.
And we look over and there is a mother goose with like eggs in a nest, and we were like right next to it.
Yep.
And like, if anybody knows geese at all, they are very territorial when you get close to I mean, their nest.
Mm-hmm.
And do you want to continue
so
on?
So we're on this log. The goose actually came down.
Oh yes.
Remember?
Oh, the man goose. Father goose
came
out of fucking nowhere
and almost like took us out.
Yeah, with its big ass wings.
Yes. Oh my God. And so then we tried to turn around to get off this log because the mother goose was at the front of the log. Mm-hmm. And then we turned to get off and the freaking father goose was at the other end of the log.
We're fucking in the sandwich.
Over water.
Sandwiched.
Yeah.
And we can't go straight because mother goose is there with her nest fucking flapping her wings, hissing so much. And then father goose, also the wingspan on those things.
Enormous. And we
both
were in
hissing.
Like sixth, seventh grade.
Yeah, we're tiny.
Yeah. And so somehow Sammy gets free.
Yeah. Sammy,
of course.
Like, Sammy runs.
Sammy runs off the log and gets free. Mikey is behind me yanking on my shirt. We fall into this water. He's pulling me down with him. I was also wearing Sammy's shoes because he'll never let me forget that because they got waterlogged. And because I like probably came over in like cute little sandals.
Exactly.
And so Mikey is pulling me in the water. We're getting back up on the log.
Mm-hmm.
We were stuck on this log for what
it
seemed
felt like an eternity.
Yes.
I was petrified.
We were so scared and we were just clinging onto each other, screaming.
Like screaming for us to like.
Sammy's like, trying to throw rocks at the goose. He's throwing rocks from I'm like 100 feet away. He's not close.
He's not anywhere close, but he's trying his best.
He's trying to help. And so, I don't know. I think, like, Sammy did get the goose attention, yeah. And it started to chase Sammy, so yeah. I got off.
You got out. I'm stuck in the corner.
The goose comes back, and now it's just Mikey on the
wall. They're both fucking just so close to me and attacking and, like, swooping at me in the water. Uh-huh. I'm screaming, crying. I honestly don't know how I got away.
I don't know.
I blacked out.
I was going to say, it's a blur, yeah. Because then I just remember running down the
yep,
street.
And, they're
and the thing was at our ankle level, like, about to, like, take us
our
out.
Ankles out. We're running.
Running. And soaking wet. Yeah. Disgusting.
Full of mud. It was a swamp. It wasn't yes, a pond. It was a swamp.
Yeah, it was. It was like a creek or yeah. something, and it was muddy.
So
as
disgusting. But, yeah, we're just running, and it's just chasing us.
I probably peed my pants.
Yeah, obviously.
You wouldn't know, though, because yeah. I was all wet. Yeah.
But then I know immediately, like, your mom came to get you mm-hmm. because you had to go to dance. My mom came to get me because I think I had a haircut. And then we just left Sammy. But then after that, like, the geese took
that hold summer.
Of Sammy's, like, property. Yes, the neighborhood. And I remember one day your mom came to pick us up from his house mm-hmm. once to take us both home. And we get in the car, and the geese is flying next to the car by the windows, chasing us in the car.
We were all screaming in the chode. In the chode mobile.
Oh, my God.
Oh, the car was that. I felt like yeah. it was shaking. Yeah, Sammy was in there, too.
Yes, your
all
mom,
three of us
your
were,
mom was
my
screaming.
My mom was screaming and like, ah!
Oh my God, that was so gosh. Freaking funny. So scary though.
It was. And then, traumatizing. So yeah, geese, stay away.
Yes, last geese story is when, so we got attacked and we knew we got attacked and we had a friend named Lydia. Liddy Primmy. So Lydia's hair is just a premise.
She never got a haircut.
Never got a haircut. Hair down to her ass.
Past
her ass.
It was like her knees.
Yes. And she's like, we're telling her about it. She's like, no, like, I don't believe you. Like, it wasn't that scary. So we tell Lydia, she's like, well, if you don't believe us, like, go in this area. And Lydia marches over confidently. We're in Sammy's, like, yard, like, staying very far away. And she's going over there. I think there was, like, a mound of, like, dirt from the construction. So she's, like, on top of that.
Yes.
So we can, like, see her very well. But she's still very close to where the goose nest was. And she's, like, so confident at the top of the hill. And
hands on their hips, like,
yeah, like, oh, what are you, look at me, no geese. Then all of a sudden, we see her face change. We see the goose fly out of nowhere, and Lydia points in the air to it, looks at us, points again.
Starts running,
but her hair is so long that her hair is, like, in the wind. The goose is, like, eating her.
She disappeared behind the house, and then you see her come flying up.
Screaming.
The hair took like an extra 6 feet, and I swear to God.
The goose is just eating her.
And she's just going back and forth screaming.
She finally makes it back. Oh my God.
Oh my God.
And she believes us after that. Yeah. How it happened.
Oh, I'm dying.
Oh my God, I'm sweating. All right. All right, so that was middle school.
Yeah.
High school, we were fucking weird.
Oh my God.
We were the weird kids in high school. I'd have to.
We
say.
Definitely were.
Yeah. I tried to think I was popular.
Mikey tried
to be popular.
To not be in our group.
I know.
But Mikey's like, the weirdest one.
Yeah. I put on an act in school. Yeah, I was like, oh, I'm too cool for them.
He sure did.
Yeah, but
broke my heart. I know.
I'm so sorry.
Wait, remember in eighth grade, I had New Year's Eve at my house. My parents
were there.
And we had, what was that? Like,
it was like a blender.
Godiva chocolate liqueur. Yeah. And we put it in ice cream and make milkshakes.
And we were like, wasted.
Yeah, we were so dumb.
That was fun.
That was like the first time I had a drink.
Yeah, and then New Year's Eve at my house.
The big toe.
The biggest. So this was like one of the last years that we're at that house.
Yes.
And it was just my mom. And it was like, I remember it was like all of our friends. It was like Christine Rice and like Meggles and like a bunch of other Sierra La Placa. I'm going to have to like beep some of these last names out because
people are going to know.
Yeah, I know, right? But my mom was like not giving a fuck. And we were just like drinking so much. Yeah. I remember going in like the driveway and like smoking a bowl like out of a water bottle.
Oh, I was probably so mad.
Yeah, I know. I remember smoking out of a water bottle and coming back in. And I was like fucked up. And then, but Nicole was... Yep. Overserved herself.
Oh my gosh, she was under the Christmas tree.
Yeah, we have pictures of her pass out under my Christmas tree on New Year's, and we all decided to sleep at Sammy's house.
Wait. Is this the same time that Lydia's brother came? So before, I think it was even before it was even midnight. Mm-hmm. So Lydia was with us. And she left. She left to go.
Oh, yeah.
Met some people.
Weird.
We didn't know who they were.
I didn't know Lydia had friends other than us. Yeah,
I know. Exactly. Yeah. So she, like, left. Mm-hmm. And her brother shows up to Mikey's parents' house. And he has that big like, what do you call those?
It's like the Russian, like, furry hats. Yes. I mean, it's winter, but it's also, like, a big one. And we're like, oh.
He's like, where's Lydia?
Where's Lydia?
And we're like, she's not here. Yeah. She left. And he was so angry.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Yes. Yep, kind of, one. Yes.
but it was, like, even bigger.
It was huge. But yeah, we're like, we really
and
don't
he,
know
like,
where she
is. And he would not leave.
Yeah.
He's like, give me Lydia.
we don't have Lydia.
Which
I feel like for her, that would make sense because we usually just take Lydia from her house a lot of the time.
Donna would steal Lydia so much.
It was fun. But yeah, I mean, it wasn't wrong of him to think we were just keeping her.
Yeah, I guess that's true. But he
we
was
really
like,
didn't
you
have,
leave.
Yeah, we really didn't have
and
her.
He was scary.
Yeah. But yeah, that's the same New Year's.
Back to Sammy's basement.
We went to Sammy's basement. This happened like 10th. 9th or 10th grade, maybe? Maybe 11th. I don't know.
I don't know.
But Nicole's fucked up. We're all sleeping on the floor. We're all sleeping on the floor, and Nicole decides she's going to vomit everywhere.
Projectile
vomit in Sammy's newly finished basement, all carpet.
Yep.
And do you want to talk about the toe? The big toe.
So Mikey was like on Sammy's like love seat.
Yeah, it was like a big,
thing.
Big
I don't know
seat,
what to call that.
Mm-hmm.
And so when she got up and projectile vomited, mm-hmm. some vomit hit Mikey's big toe, okay? We also got vomit everywhere. Everyone went upstairs, changed, washed. Mikey is complaining about the vomit on his big toe, but just pulls the blanket up and, like, hides under the blanket and talking about the throw-up on his big toe.
I don't want to deal with
that. You didn't. I kept saying, go wash your toe.
Probably so high and so dry.
I know.
I was like,
and then, so
we built a wall around Nicole.
Yeah, I take blame for that.
Yeah.
I took all the blankets because she puked on like half
everything,
of them.
Everything.
And like there was, anytime we slept at Sammy's, it was like a fight for the good blankets and stuff.
Yep.
So half of them were gone.
Yeah, I was surprised you guys let me have the chair.
I know, that's true.
I usually never get that.
I know, we're usually on the hardwood. Yeah. Sammy had like a mattress pad.
I know, that motherfucker.
So I took all the blankets and then we built a wall with like all the couch cushions or something. And we barricaded her. So she slept on, like, the cement. Yeah. With no blankets or pillows.
And we built, like, literally a fort around her. Like, she had a wall. She was barricaded from any of us.
In case she was just passed out. Yeah. Yeah. Damn. And we were, like, on the total opposite end of Sammy's basement sleeping.
That's fun.
Yep.
A lot of hookups happened in Sammy's basement, too, though. Yeah.
Yeah.
A lot of crazy things happened in that basement.
Yeah, that's for sure. Not involving Sammy.
Not involving Sammy ever.
We all went to Sammy's to hook up.
Oh, yep. Shit.
Good stuff.
Great stuff. All right. Well, I'm going to bring us to our next... I know, I feel like we can literally talk forever, so...
I know.
I'm going to end that. We're going to bring us to the next segment of the show, which is... we're going to talk about childhood confessions, what this podcast is all about. All
right.
So I'm going to read you a confession from somebody on Reddit, just to kind of get us in the mood.
I love Reddit, by the way.
Me too, it's fun. And then... After, I'm going to ask you to give us a confession,
okay,
which will be great. I'm excited to hear. So, yeah, let's go with the confession from CyanPrincess19 on Reddit. So, this one kind of reminded me of you for many reasons. So, CyanPrincess19 said, I was pretty young when this happened, maybe 13 years old. I was in a hot tub with my friends, and I thought I had to fart. It was not a fart.
Oh, no.
Pooped in my bathing suit, so I casually grabbed it with my hand, and while no one was looking, dropped it behind the hot tub.
Oh, my God. When you shart, isn't it, like, more diarrhea than, like, a turd?
I think she, like, literally pooped. Oh, my
gosh. Which poor is princess. Insane.
Yeah. Cyan princess.
Cyan princess.
So, yeah, I mean, that reminds me of you for many reasons.
Yes.
And,
yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, that's cyan. So, I mean, I don't want to blow your cover, but I feel like you might have similar
situations. I do.
Yeah, so give us, I mean, you said you had a couple, so I want to hear a couple confessions.
I do have a couple.
Yes.
I couldn't decide.
Yeah.
So pretty much Mikey knows this confession
this
because I confessed it to Sammy and Mikey the next day.
Yeah.
And they were the only ones that knew, but then slowly everyone knew.
Yep.
But so my confession was I was sleeping and I had a dream that I really
How
had.
How old were you?
It was middle school.
Middle school, okay.
I think it was seventh grade.
Okay.
So I was dreaming that I had to go to the bathroom. And so all of a sudden I woke up. I was sitting on my drawer, but my pants were up. So I pulled out my drawer. I was sitting on it. And I looked and I'm like, woke up. And I'm like, what the hell am I doing? So I got off my drawer and I went to the bathroom. Went poop, went, and then went back to bed. Next morning, I woke up, and I'm like, oh, shoot, my drawer is still open. And I walked over, and there's a pile of poop in there. And I still, to this day, am so confused by it. Because I thought I, like, I don't know, lucid dreaming, I guess? I don't know what happened. But I definitely took a shit in my drawer. And it was my bathing suit drawer. And it was summer, too. And
so she needed those bathing suits.
I needed them. I didn't know what to do. My mom was at work already. There's just a pile of poop. Like, it wasn't small. In my bathing suit drawer. And I, like, still, to this day, I don't get it because I remember sitting on the
toilet.
Toilet, going to the bathroom. Mm-hmm. I remember recognizing I was sitting on my dresser drawer, but my pants were up, and I, like, made that connection, like, what am I doing?
Right.
So, yeah. But apparently, I did it.
You did. That was not your toilet.
And I don't know if what I wiped with.
Nothing. The bathing suit probably.
Oh, my God. Yeah. So, finally, my mom came home for lunch.
You left it in the dress.
Well, I probably woke up late.
Oh, okay.
You know, I probably... It's
summer.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And, no, I think I got rid of it.
Okay.
But I didn't know what to do with my poop-stained bathing suits. And I remember crying to my mom, telling her about this. And I remember just standing in the laundry room watching her, like, spray my bathing suits and, like, clean them. So, yeah, that... And then Sammy and Mikey came over later that day, and we were sitting on my trampoline, and I was like, you guys, I gotta tell you something.
I have something to tell you.
But you can't tell anyone, because I was still like, I don't know what happened. I need to talk about this.
Clearly, never. So I give you props for really talking about that. That's good.
Thanks.
You needed the release.
I know. Well, that brings me to my next confession that I held for way too long. So I don't even remember what I was mad at, but I was mad probably something with my parents taking something away. I was young. I had to have been like, I don't know, like second, third grade.
Oh, okay.
This young. Mm-hmm. Definitely before middle school era. And I was super mad at something, and I went up to my bedroom, and I was, like, freaking out. And then I stuck up my middle finger and raised it to the ceiling, and I was like, fuck you, like, God. And so I then, like, immediately thought I was going to hell.
Mm-hmm.
So
that's what we were taught.
Yes. So literally, for a year of my life, I was like living petrified that I was going to hell because I flicked off God. And yeah, that just goes to show how messed up religion can be. That I was
petrified
literally
as a little
so scared. I didn't want to tell anyone, and I never did.
Right.
Until probably, I don't know if I ever did tell anyone.
Well, now you are.
But now I am. But back then, like, it literally drove me insane. Like, I was then, like, praying every day, saying, like, I'm sorry, I didn't mean it. And, oh, my God, Oh my God. Just kind of brings back, like,
scary memories, yeah.
Feel bad for myself.
Right. Yeah. Oh, my God. I remember, like, I knew that, like, flicking your middle finger up to God was, like, horrible. So I used to do it upside down to the devil.
Wow, that would have been smart.
I was like,
screw you. Yeah, that would have been the way to go.
Yeah, or my pinky. I thought that was, like, Japanese. Like, fuck you.
Yeah.
I would do that constantly. Go out to my sister and be like...
Or the one from Friends.
Yes, that. Nickelodeon. All right, we are going to go to our next segment, which is a fun game.
Ooh.
Are we ready for the game?
All right, I'm going to have to. I'm like, I love games, but also sometimes I'm really bad.
Yeah. This one, like, you don't need to have knowledge. It's just like personal preferences.
Okay.
So here we go. We are going to play Fuck, Marry, Kill.
Yay.
That's the game. Okay. Game of the pod today.
I can do that.
So this is obviously going to be like 90s, 2000s themed. So yes, let's get started. Fuck, Marry, Kill. Our first contestants are Britney Spears, Christina Aguilera, and Jessica Simpson.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Like back then, 90s, 2000, not now.
Yeah, and like maybe like you back then.
Okay, I definitely would.
You loved Britney.
Yeah, marry Britney, 100%.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely fuck Christina Aguilera because her dirty music video.
Oh, that was hot.
I would reenact that all the time.
Like so tan.
And then, kill Jessica Simpson.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I agree.
Yeah.
Have to agree. All right, next. Fuck, Mary Kill.
No.
We got Chandler Bing, Joey Tribbiani, and Ross Geller from Friends.
Wow. Okay. Yeah. I would 100% marry Chandler.
Obviously.
Yes. Mm-hmm. I would.
Oh, look at him.
Definitely fuck Joey and kill Ross.
Fuck yeah. I hate Ross. I hate him.
He's such a little bitch.
Such a bitch. Oh, so annoying. All right, good. I didn't know where that was going to go. I didn't know you were.
Oh, I'm reading Matthew Perry's memoir.
Oh, are
right
you?
Now. It's so sad.
Oh. R.I.P. baby.
Mm-hmm.
All right, next one. And I think you've watched the show. Gossip Girl, fuck, marry, kill.
Yes.
Oh my God.
Chuck Bass. Nate.
Archibald and Dan Humphrey.
Oh my God. Kill Dan Humphrey.
Oh.
Yeah. Wow. I'm so sorry.
Okay.
I hated him.
Oh wow. Okay.
I would marry Nate.
Okay.
and definitely fuck Chuck.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think I would kill Chuck.
I love Chuck.
Okay, can we talk about the first episode of the series?
Yes,
he's trying to rape it. Yes. Dan Humphrey's sister.
I know. That's so fucked up.
So fucked up.
Yeah, yeah, but in, like, nowadays, yeah, I guess I would kill Chuck.
Yeah, but, like, back then.
Back then.
Like, but, yeah, that was, like, the only episode that he was a little rapey, right?
He was definitely a womanizer.
Yeah, he's a creepy, creepy boy. I don't know. I mean, Nate.
Yeah, I mean, look back at all of that. Oh, Jesus, I always had a crush on him. Yeah. He's, like, definitely my type.
My God. All right. Next. All right, this is High School Musical Edition.
Do you remember? TBT.
Do you remember the first time we watched it? It was a huge... Can we talk about how, like, Disney Channel really amped that up? It was like you would have to have viewing parties for it.
Yes, and we sure did.
We sure did. It was me, you, and Sammy in your living room. Yep. I will never forget that. And we watched High School Musical for the first time.
I'm surprised we didn't tape us doing it. I know, right?
I fucking loved that movie.
Me too. I still do.
Yeah. I remember, like, recording myself singing Breaking Free.
No, no way.
I'm like, and I never told anybody. I think it was, like, on my iPod or something. And I was, like, I was playing the music and then, like, just recording without the music. And I was, like, while listening to it, while recording, I was like, oh, my God, I'm so fucking good. And then, like, listening to it back without any music, I was like, oh, my God, I can never have anybody know this happened. This is so bad.
And also, oh, my God, I've definitely done something like that. I'm like, do I have a good voice? Yeah. No.
No is correct on myself as well. And I also didn't have puberty until, like, 23 years old, so my voice was so...
I mean, my voice is high, period. So as an adolescent, it was even higher. Yes. but anyways, back to High School Musical.
Fuck, marry, kill, Troy Bolton, Chad something, and Ryan something.
Kill Ryan. Kill him.
Kill the gay.
But he wasn't gay in the movie. Know.
Yeah, he wasn't.
What were they going?
Yeah.
I don't know. It was wild.
But in High School Musical, the musical, the series, he's a gay boy.
Oh, I forgot about that. I watched that as well.
Great show.
Definitely marry Troy. Yeah. I also want to fuck him, but since you're marrying him, you can't.
Yeah.
So, what's that guy's name?
Chad.
Chad, fuck. Yeah. I'd fuck Chad.
Yeah, definitely. All right, I agree.
I just love Zac Efron. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. He's on my list of five people.
Obviously.
I'm allowed to have sex with.
Mm-hmm. I think John would probably fuck him too. All right, fuck, marry, kill.
Yes!
The Spice Girls. All the Spice Girls. So you can only choose three.
Okay.
So who we fucking, who we marrying, who we killing.
Ooh, okay. So I have to think of myself back then.
Yes.
And as a kid, I would marry Baby.
Obviously. You loved Baby. You were her for Halloween.
I know. marry Baby. I probably would fuck Posh.
Okay. That makes sense.
And it's between Ginger and Scary, I would kill.
Yeah.
But also, I might have fucked Sporty. I really liked Sporty as a kid. Now, I 100% would pick Posh.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I probably would have picked either Posh or Sporty for fuck, and I probably would kill either Ginger or Sporty.
Scary.
Like from the Spice World movie, Ginger drove me nuts.
Oh, okay. So that's why. That's the decision.
Yeah. And Scary, I just didn't like her outfits.
Yeah. Yeah, Baby was scary. The best. I like Sporty a lot. Sporty was cool.
Yeah, she was
cool.
Posh
was funny. Yeah. I like that. All right. Next slide we go. All right. Fuck, marry, kill. This is the Beanie Baby edition. So we have the monkey Beanie Baby. We have the Princess Diana purple bear Beanie Baby. And we have the purplish platypus Beanie Baby.
I would probably marry the platypus.
Yep.
I love the platypus.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't have either of those Beanie Babies.
You didn't?
No.
Oh, wow. I had every single one of these.
So did Sammy.
Oh, okay. Oh, Project BB.
Project BB. Oh, my gosh. I probably would fuck the monkey and kill Princess Diana.
Wow, she's already dead.
That is so wrong of me, but yeah, I think that's what I would do.
Yeah.
I was all about the animals, the bears. Mm.
Yeah. I went on eBay just to see like how much the Princess Diana bear goes for. There are listings for like $900,000 for this Princess Diana.
Oh my God, that's why Sammy hated when we threw his beanie babies around.
Yeah, so we did this way too. So Sammy, in Sammy's basement, he has tubs and tubs, tubs of beanie babies. And literally, we were way too old to be doing this.
No, like 25, like
20, or 22, maybe. We would still sleep over in Sammy's basement whenever we would come home from college. And we found the Beanie Babies. Mm-hmm. And we would, I mean, we were definitely drunk. And we would literally take out all the Beanie Babies from the tubs and just throw them at each other. Like
all around.
Thousands.
And the
maybe
without
not thousands,
Sammy,
but like
no.
500.
Sammy would get livid.
So and so would Donna. Donna would be so pissed. I mean, if these ever do get very...
That's what he would say. Yeah. They'll be worth money someday. Yeah.
And like, we're fucking up the TY tags on it.
Yes,
so they,
that's what he would say.
Yeah,
and
wouldn't...
he has those plastic things on them.
Oh, this next one's really good. All right, fuck, marry, kill.
No!
Lindsay's ex-boyfriend throughout middle and high school.
Oh my God.
All right, so fuck, marry, kill, Erickson, Kyle, Lindsay's longtime high school boyfriend.
Oh my God.
And me.
Oh, Mikey, oh, I'd marry you for sure.
Oh, hell yeah.
I don't want to fuck Eric, so I guess I would fuck Kyle.
Oh,
because I did.
Oh yeah, you did do that. Yeah, yeah, you already did that.
I don't need to add to the count.
I think you do. I mean, Eric is
a
Harvard graduate.
I know. I don't want to kill him though.
He's nice and cute now.
Is he? He's married. Or he's
married.
Engaged.
Or engaged? Married?
I think so.
Yeah. Mm. Interesting.
I don't know. It's a tough one.
It is a tough one.
I guess. Oh man.
I think you know. Go with your gut.
I don't wanna have sex with either of them. This is a toughie.
Alright, make the decision.
Ah, damn it. Yep. I thought you forgot.
No. Nope.
I don't want to.
Alright, you're gonna fuck both of them.
Okay, fine.
Yep, fine. We're not killing anybody. Alright. All right, fuck, marry, kill, the cast of Rugrats.
Yeah.
So we have a very large family of Rugrats here. It's not just the babies. Because I felt like that was a little scary to do. But if you want to choose one of them, feel free.
Okay.
And this is you as like a child. Yeah. This is not you, just to save ourselves from
pedophilia.
Oh, my God. I
hated Phil and Lil's parents.
Oh,
I would
probably
kill them.
Yeah, lesbian mother and
that
father was...
female.
Yeah.
There's a lot I guess I would kill. I probably would marry Spike.
Aw.
Yeah, for sure.
Spike was the best dog.
I love Spike.
Ugh.
Who would I fuck? Grandpa? No. Wow. Who would I fuck?
Dill.
Kiki? Definitely not Charles.
Not Chucky's dad.
No. I guess Drew. I kind of like Drew.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. I would fuck Drew.
Okay.
Yeah.
Angelica's father.
Or I would like hate fuck Angelica's mom.
Yeah. Hate scissor her.
Yeah.
She'd be on the phone with Jonathan the whole time.
Right. Exactly.
She wouldn't even know what was happening.
Jonathan. Wow.
Yep.
Yeah, I don't want to think about fucking the babies.
Yeah. Who are you killing?
Who am I killing?
Yeah.
I told you, the parent, Phil
Betty,
and Lil's
Betty and
parent.
Howard?
Yeah.
Okay.
They're annoying.
Yeah, they were. Ugh, the grandparents are so great, though.
But I did love a good Susie.
I love Susie, too. Mm-hmm. Susie Carmichael.
Yep.
Ugh, so good. All right, next one. These are actually humans this time, so it might be easier. Fuck, marry, kill. We got 90s Nick Lachey from 98 Degrees.
Nice.
We got 90s Justin Timberlake. And we have 90s freaking Will Smith. The Fresh Prince.
You know what? If I had to choose today, it'd be different than my answer.
Okay.
It's 90s. So what do you want?
Do 90s first. Okay, 90s. Yeah, I want to hear both.
I probably would marry Justin.
Okay.
Probably fuck Will and kill Nick Lachey.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then today.
Today I would definitely fuck Nick Lachey.
Okay.
Can I also marry him? Because you sure I don't want to. I mean, they both kind of suck nowadays, Justin and Will.
Yeah.
Will's
gonna slap the fuck out of you.
I know. I don't want to be abused.
No.
But. I guess marry Justin.
Yeah.
And kill Will.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Unless he killed you first. All right, I think this is the last slide of this one. So, fuck, marry, kill.
Ooh.
We have the Zoo Books magazine. Zoo Books. We have Nickelodeon magazine.
Nice.
And we have Highlights for Children magazine.
Okay, so Highlights used to be, I thought, so cool until I opened it up and it sucked.
Oh, really?
What?
As a child?
Yeah.
Wait, no.
Yeah.
Wait, there used to be so many games in it.
No, I guess I didn't like them.
And like the dentist's office.
Exactly.
And the doctor's.
Exactly.
Maybe you're just pissed you're at the doctor's or dentist's office.
I was like, ooh, Highlights.
Yeah.
And then I like never found anything fun in that.
You know what? I think it was every time I went to go do it, they're already done. Like all the games
that's
and stuff.
True.
So
yeah,
like I was like,
oh. Yeah, the only place I had them were the waiting rooms of dentists and doctor's appointments.
That's true.
I loved animals. I still do. So I would probably marry the Zoo Books.
Okay.
And fuck Nickelodeon magazine.
Yeah. Yeah.
Nickelodeon magazine please.
You know what I just remembered?
Hmm.
Which I'm bringing us back to the first segment. When you just reminded me of it. This is a big one, so I have to include it somehow.
What?
But when you and Sammy went to Vacation Bible School. In middle school.
Oh, BBS.
So Sammy and Lindsay went to
vacation.
Seems like so much longer.
1 week has lasted a lifetime.
It really has. So vacation, and Dave knows the songs I've taught him, though.
Oh,
so Sammy and Lindsay went to Vacation Bible School, VBS. I did not go with them. And they would come to my house like every day after during the summer. And we would jump on the trampoline and they would teach me the songs that they would sing at Vacation Bible School.
Yep.
So I thought that we would sing some songs
which
together.
One? Come.
All right. Come. Yeah.
Okay.
All right. 1, 2, 3, go. Come and go with me to my father's house. It's a big, big house with lots of food. Room. A big, big table with lots of food. There's a big, big yard where we can play football. And we used to change the sport.
Yep.
And I know these songs just because of the word of mouth.
Yes.
Of the participants of a
God
vacation.
God is spreading.
Oh yeah, Lindsay would used to do something in sign language.
Oh
yeah.
You are the vine. We are the branches.
Yes.
Remain in me. Because apart from you can't do nothing. Remain in me. Yeah.
That was good.
We hated VBS.
Well,
but
it seemed like you
songs.
Loved it.
I know. It seemed like we loved it.
And
we
then
just
there
loved
was.
Singing.
I don't know if this was from Vacation Bible School, but you're also
following
the
star.
The shines in wondrous splendor.
That's from Sixth Grade Chorus with Mr.
Okay.
Wagger.
Yeah, that was a banger, though.
Yeah, it was.
Me and Dave
that
sang that one all
the
time.
Keep out the devil. Shut the door. Keep the devil in the night. Shut the door.
Keep out
the devil. Light the candle. Everything is all right.
Oh, that was such a good one.
Good stuff.
Well, it's really made an impact on my life.
Yeah,
so thank you for teaching me the God songs.
Of course.
Yes.
It seems like I'm so religious.
Yeah,
on this
I know. But we all were.
Yeah, that's true. That was just our childhood.
It was. All right, well, that was the game. So thank you for fucking and marrying and killing.
Yeah, you're welcome.
All right, right. Well, we are in the last portion of our podcast, and that is the journal portion of our podcast. Okay. So you have yours, I have mine. So I think what would be really fun is if I read your journal entry and you read mine.
That sounds nice.
Yes. Do you want to start reading with mine? It's just so I could preface.
Yes.
So producer Dave has picked out this journal entry today.
Thanks, producer.
Just to give us a background, this is my second grade journal from 2000. I think I was 8 years old. And we had to write this in school. So all the sentences should be numbered. You don't have to read that part. But yeah, it's school related. It's life related. And I'm going to let you, if you want to tell us the date of. Okay. Yes.
It is March 1st, 2000.
Ooh, okay.
All right.
Here we go.
Today, Steph is going to be in our school.
My sister.
Yes. She is here to write a story about us. She is going to Mrs. Hughes' class?
Couldn't tell you.
Okay. She might do my friend.
I have not read this one yet, so this is fun.
Whoa. Yeah. I hope Steph's friends come to me. Wow, we're so dirty-minded.
Child.
Well, even if we don't pick, I hope I get someone that I know. Mm-hmm. There is not another Mike Hasenauer in Athena.
There is not, or there is?
There is not.
Okay.
Wait, no, there is another.
I was like, wait. I do remember another.
There is another Mike Hasenauer in Athena. He is scary. They will visit from 11:30 until 12:15. They will return to Pine Brook on March 31st to give us our books.
Ooh.
Woohoo. Yeah. The Athena students Oh my God, what does this say? The Athena students, it looks like App Earning. Oh, are performing. In Peter Pan.
Oh, yes. This is the
will
play.
Perform.
Do you remember when they used to like
yes,
go to
I'd
the elementary schools and like.
Yes, that was the best.
That was great.
They are performing for us at 2:30 today. Mike. H sister Steph is an Indian doll in the play.
Oh, I think that's the Athena student that wrote after that.
I think that's part of it?
I don't know.
There's no date on this one. Andrew Fleming is the name of his seventh grade book buddy. I had a turtle. He had a turtle. It really stunk. Then that's all.
Okay. So I think I do remember. That is when the Athena kids came to elementary school.
I used to love that.
Yeah.
That was like the best day.
And they would like partner up with us one-on-one.
Students.
And I had Andrew Fleming, and he had a turtle that stunk.
Okay. Well, I just want to make sure. Right,
big day.
I misread a lot.
Yeah.
It's apparently.
Big day in elementary school.
Yeah.
Yeah. So.
Those were the good days.
Yeah, those were the good days when the middle and high school.
It seems so glamorous.
I know, right? We would go into the like gymnasium, and
we were
like
amazing.
Really, I remember like being starstruck when I saw them.
Yeah,
like starstruck. I remember Wendy. I remember being at the play because my sister was in it, and I was like backstage for something. Probably fucking.
Whoa.
I don't know.
VIP.
I know, and I think my dad and my mom were working on the play because we couldn't do fucking anything without them. And I remember there was a TV showing like. The play like live and I was backstage and I remember Wendy coming next to me. It was just me and her and I was like
silent.
I was like, oh my God.
I used to think the
same. Girl playing Wendy from
they
Peter
did
Pan
Wizard of Oz one time.
Yeah,
too.
Wizard of Oz.
And oh my God.
Yep.
I think I was Dorothy that year for Halloween.
Oh my God. Alright, so this is a passage. So that was my journal. So I'm gonna read a passage from Lindsay's journal.
This is my actual.
Yeah, this wasn't like
diary.
School. This wasn't school
Not
or anything.
School related.
So this is actual diary. This
Don't
had
judge
to,
me.
This had to have been like middle school, right? Or maybe
yes. This early. Diary started in fourth grade and went up to eighth grade. Yeah, it's got some stuff in there.
Okay, so this
and
is
he's at the end.
Yeah,
of it.
So this is like end of. Eighth grade, maybe. All right. Dear diary, wow, today was so gay. Alyssa got so pissed at me and doesn't want to make up with me, ! She doesn't want to talk to me because we're fighting. Well, how the frick are we going to make up? Ugh, she's so dumb. She was trying to make me feel bad for her and folded her hands all day and was grumpy, and she had to leave early. Ugh, bitch.
Oh.
So to make her mad, I invited Mikey and Lid over?
Yeah,
wow, it was so fun. But I peed my pants 5 times. How embarrassing. I have to go to the doctor's because of that. Oh, yay. Me and Sammy are going to formal together. The best part of liking Eric is I finally have no feelings for Mikey. Not at all. He's finally out of my system. Thanks to Eric. I love him. I still can't believe I liked Mikey and went out with him. Ew. Janelle is freaking obsessed with him. It's so gross. Oh my God. And the day everyone told Eric I liked him, my heart was pounding and I was sweating. I never ever felt like that. It was weird. I think it's actually love.
Oh my God.
But I feel so comfortable talking to him. I like it, but I'm not like that. But I'm not like that. And he makes me feel brave. I can't stop thinking about Alyssa. She's making me mad. I kind of went psycho on her. I feel bad, but it wasn't all my fault. Well, it's 12:30 at night. LMAO, so I GTG. Gotta go. Love ya. Signed, Lindsay.
Wow, that's a lot to unpack. Well, that's just like one of many.
Yeah, oh my God.
There's so many emotions in
all of these journal entries. So, yeah, I mean, a lot to unpack there. So, yeah. You and Alyssa.
We got in a fight.
I feel like you, Alyssa, and Jester Rizzio, you guys were getting in a fight a lot.
All the time.
And it was just like, ugh. Either you and Jess would be mad at Alyssa. You and Alyssa would be mad at Jess.
Yeah.
Jess and Alyssa would be mad at you. Ugh, so many girl things.
So many girl things. Yeah, yeah, I don't know what it was. Yeah, what we ever were mad about.
One time
I remember we were mad about a football game. It like broke our friendship for months.
Damn.
And I was like, who's the sporty one here?
None of us.
Why are we fighting about this?
Yep. And then you're trying to get over me. Obviously, very hard to get over.
I was obsessed with you.
But you got over it when you started liking Eric.
Lying.
Yeah, probably. But yeah, you and Eric became a thing.
Yep.
And I was such a dick. I remember at Lindsay's birthday party. So like her and Eric were like dating, maybe.
Yeah.
And then I brought Lindsay into the garage. I was like, I like you so. And then Lindsay fucking broke up with him.
And then, so I broke up with him. And then Mikey asked me out the next day. He called. We were on an 8th grade trip to Boston.
Oh, yeah. Oh, my God. Yeah.
And he was on a different bus than me.
Uh-huh.
I was on the bus with Jess and Alyssa.
Uh-huh.
And you were on the bus with Sammy and, like, I think like cheese.
I met Elena that year.
Yeah, you were on the fun bus.
Yeah.
I remember that. Mm-hmm. I was on the boring bus.
Mm-hmm.
And you called. We had cell phones at this point in 8th grade.
The flip phones.
And you called me while we were on the bus still. And you had the whole bus listening
to our
conversation.
Yeah, like literally everyone's quiet listening.
Yes. And you asked me out and
She said yes and everybody just went crazy.
Yes, they all started cheering.
Yes, I was like, oh my God.
And then I was like next to Jess and I was like, oh my God.
I know. And what's really bad was because during that trip I was like, I was getting close to some other girl. I was.
What?
I was like, Lauren. I forgot her last name. I was in band with her. And I was like talking with her.
Gasp.
But then the next day, she was on the bus. She was on the bus and had to witness that.
Wow.
Yeah.
She was like, screw this guy.
Yeah, right? Got over her real quick.
And then we had a dance that night.
Yep.
I was so pumped up.
Yeah.
I was like, I'm dating.
So hot. Grinding, probably.
Yeah.
That's fun. Yeah.
Good stuff. And then I remember, was that the time? I remember one time we broke up. I was on my trampoline.
Mm-hmm.
You called me, or I called you.
Yeah.
I was like crying because you went to the, I don't know why it's the carnival or the mall or something.
Fucking carnival.
Yeah. with Jess and Alyssa. Oh, yeah. And you didn't invite me.
Yeah.
And I was so pissed because, like, there was always, like, this little competition, too. I feel like between girls and liking boys.
Yeah.
It's so stupid. But you were spending all this time with them and not me and wouldn't call me or text me. And I remember I was crying on my trampoline and you call and you finally answered or something and broke up with me.
Fuck.
Mm-hmm.
Damn.
And
I'm sorry.
Just laid on my trampoline and cried.
So sad.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Love.
Sorry to say that.
I loved you.
love. Love is love.
Yeah.
Damn. All right. Well, that was the last part. I like to end the podcast with a question.
Ooh,
and
okay.
It's like, if you could go back and talk to little Lindsay with her high voice and face. What would you say to her?
I would tell her that... Don't care so much about what other people think.
Yeah, absolutely.
I cared so much about what other people thought of me.
Mm-hmm,
I always wanted to make sure I was dressed right and said the right things, hung out with the right people.
Yeah.
And I just say forget that and just be you.
I know. all right. Well, my parting gift to you is one of these. So one of these trolls you get to bring home with you.
I did the same thing.
Yes.
Yay.
So we got blue hair, red hair, yellow hair, multicolor hair, pinky, orange.
Do I want blue or pink?
I know.
Or multicolor?
Are you going to give it to Lila or is it yours?
Oh, you know what? I want this one.
Ooh, yeah. That reminds me of you. You love that color.
Yeah, I do.
Yep, blue, light blue. All right, well, that was another fun episode of the podcast.
Thank you for having me.
Do you want to plug anything at Lindell's on Instagram?
Oh, yeah, at Lindell's.
Yes, at Lindell's. Please go follow at Childhood Confession Pod on Instagram. Please rate us 5 whole stars on the pod, the Apple Podcast, Spotify.
Yeah.
You know, I'm trying to get sponsored, y'all. Give me some money. Yeah, that's
Happy
it.
Happy Pride.
Happy Pride, y'all. Happy June.
Yeah.
Have a wonderful day. Goodbye.
Bye.